Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This is the first part of Killing Firefly, the prequel, and shows the first time we decided to call up a dead or alive scammer and pretend his email was the cause of my shooting my wife. If we enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that Barrister George Morgan?
Yes, who is calling?
Please? Yeah, this is Buck Frobisher. Look, I've had this email from you, okay?
Yeah.
Claiming that somebody says that I'm dead.
Yes.
Right, well, this has caused me a lot of problems right now with my wife.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, what's happening is, my wife and I are in the process of divorcing, and she's taken this letter to her solicitor, claiming now that I'm dead. So that she can... Well, she's going to try to get everything from me now, isn't she? Because she's got...
Because the person that sent the information that we are trying to claim your overdue payment, in which it is with me now. So I'm happy to hear from you. Please, can you get back to me with your back account details?
Whoa. I need to sort this out before I can do anything. Because if my wife takes this letter to her solicitor, I get nothing. And if I get nothing, you get nothing.
No, you will get something.
No.
See, I will cooperate with you as soon as you comply to my instruction. Get back to me with the information.
You're not listening to me, okay?
Okay, talk. Right. Speak, I'm listening.
If my wife takes this to her solicitor, my bank account gets frozen.
Yes.
Right? All my cards get frozen. Yes. I cannot... Yes. I will have basically the coins that are in my pocket, and that is it.
All right. So what do we do now?
Right. Because what I need to do right now, you need to speak to my wife and explain to her that I am not dead and explain to her that she cannot use that email to create all my money.
All right.
I need to get her on the other line. You need to explain to her I'm not dead, okay?
All right.
Right, hang on. Let me just put you through the other line. Okay, are you there?
What do we do to get the money released to you? Because which account would you like to use to get the money, to receive the money?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you, my sister? How are you?
I am very good, thank you, since I see your email to my ex-husband. And I want to thank you very, very much. This divorce was so complicated before your email. And right now, it's so damn easy.
Yeah.
Because I can let him penniless. Thanks to your email.
All right. Please, I want total cooperation with you, your ex-husband, because this phone... It's for him and it's waiting to be released to him. Please, you have to send a bank account and a copy of your international...
Just a second. Hey.
I'm listening.
Why in the hell to waste my time with you when I can get all his money already with your stupid email? I don't need even to pay my divorce, and I can get everything right now.
Okay, you and your ex-husband, you can put us together and send me a bank account and the telephone number.
I don't want to put anything together with this guy anymore. Sorry.
So how do I do now to get this money released to you people, to your ex-husband?
Well, let me tell you something. You will not get any money from him because thanks to your email, I will get them. He's dead
now.
Okay, need any money anymore.
I don't understand. Come again, please.
Such a perfect day.
Hello?
I'm really pleased that you sent this email. It's everything I need to finalize my divorce and to get everything from him, everything he has.
Are you trying to wicked him? Because at the morning, his money is with me here.
He's dead. You told him that he's dead. So I can use this email and I can solve all my problems and I can be a free happy woman right now.
I know, I know. So, can you, do you have my telephone number with you?
I don't need your telephone number as long as I have your email address and I can use it. And I have okay. Your email when you say that my ex-husband is dead. So I will use
all
your
right.
email.
Okay, you are okay. Okay, can you cooperate with me so that let me release this money over to you?
How much money are involved?
It's 20.5 million US dollars.
And what do you need for those money?
I need only a bank account, your identity, your direct telephone number. Then I will make arrangement. I will transfer the money into your account. Then with all the whole necessary documents
you
will be sent to you.
Bastard! You told me that you don't have any money and you cannot survive and you beg me for money and you need to receive 20 millions. And you expect from me to believe anything you said to me before?
Look.
Okay, are you talking to your husband?
Yes, she's talking to me
it's
right
unbelievable.
Now. Unbelievable. Now, look what you're doing. Just making it worse.
Hello, madam. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
So, please, I will get this money sent to you.
Well,
if,
what
you
about
don't
me?
Want to marry him.
What about me?
Listen, you are dead, honey.
Listen. I will send the money. I will send the money to the account of your wife. Then he can give you. You can share the money with
She's
him.
She's not
you can
share
the money with
me.
Don't give him anything. Anything. He's dead. That's
hello, madam. Madam, see, I will send the money to your account. Then you are your ex-husband. You can know how to settle according to your own law. You know how
I
to settle with him.
I don't want to have anything to do with my ex-husband. He's dead. You told me through your email that he's dead. And I'm very pleased to notice that he's dead, even if he speak right now near me here.
Okay. So when are you sending the bank account to me and the information?
Whoa. Let me explain this one more time. Right now,
yes,
you
yes.
are supposed to be explaining to my wife that I am not dead and trying to get her.
I've explained to your wife that you are not dead, that you are alive. Then how do we do to get this money released to you?
I can't do anything. She's got that email that you sent, and she's going to use that to get all my money.
Okay, send me. Okay, you can SMS a new email address. Send me a new email address on this number now.
It makes no difference.
Okay?
It makes no difference. She's got that email. You need to persuade her not to use that against me. Because this is your fault.
I will use it against you, honey, because it's the perfect
opportunity to use it. Hello, madam. So I will be expecting your email. I will expect your email. I'm expecting you to get back to me as soon as possible with the information I requested. So that this morning cannot continue to be.
I don't care about your email, mister. I have one email
yes.
from you. You told me that my husband is dead, so I can take everything.
All right.
I don't
All
need
right.
to
so
waste any more time with anything else. I take everything. He's dead, and he deserves it. So thanks for killing
okay.
my husband for me.
No. Okay, what is your telephone number? Can you give me your telephone number there? Hello?
Yeah. Why aren't you doing what I told you to do?
I did that.
You
Are
didn't.
You not there hearing my voice?
Yes, I'm hearing your voice. And all you were doing is trying to work with my wife instead of me.
No. I cannot work here with your wife, with you, because the money is in your name. I've told your wife that she has to settle with you. Then the money will come, both of you will share it. That's what I'm telling.
You do realize that because of this, my wife is going to get all my millions now. And not
yes.
just, not
oh,
just
no,
the millions
no, no.
that we
No, 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 no.
We're
the money,
about the millions
money,
that I have earned.
Okay, listen. How do you do to receive this money? How do you want me to send this money to you?
You need to talk to my wife and get her to not send that email to her solicitor, because if that email goes to her solicitor, she
okay,
gets
phone,
all my money.
Phone.
Right. Speak to her.
Give her the telephone. Give her the telephone. Let me speak to her. Hello, madam. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Please, I don't want you to take this information to your solicitor, please. You know, I'm a Christian and I believe that you're a woman of God. You know the way I've been speaking to you. I want peace. I'm a man of peace, and I want peace to them. Please. I don't want
you can be whenever you want, mister. He's dead, and I will take his money. Period.
Okay,
he's a bad person to you. Opportunity for that, so I am very grateful for that. Thank you very much. You're very, very kind.
Listen,
and your email solve all my problems right now.
listen, madam, listen. Excuse me, listen.
Yeah.
Hello, madam, listen. Excuse me. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I hear you.
Please. Okay. Because if you take your... You know, too, I'm also a solicitor. Do you know that?
No. You are not my solicitor, so that's not the
point. But I'm also a solicitor. I know international law regarding to financial transaction. This money cannot be released to you unless you put you cooperate with your ex-husband, then we can get the documentation sent on behalf of two of you so that you can receive this money and share. I do not get this information to your solicitor because it will do you no good. It will not do you any good because I'm also a solicitor. No, this is a financial transaction. All right?
You talk about the money you want to send to my ex-husband or you talk about the money that my ex-husband have right now, and I will take him using your email. What money we are talking about?
I'm talking about the one that is in my possession now. The money that is in my the 20.5 million that is in my possession that I'm about to send over to your husband. Please do not take this information to your solicitor. It has nothing to do with your relationship or your marriage. Your solicitor will always want to get money out of you to cause problem with your marriage. Please keep this information away from your solicitor.
Mister,
okay?
I have a question for you. Do you know that my ex-husband worth 50 million already? Why do I wait for your 20 million when I can take all his money right now using
it? Okay, he has 50 million already.
Yeah. For this reason, I'm so happy. You make me the most happy person in the world with your email. Because he's dead, I don't need to do anything else just to use your email and to grab his money right now. And that will solve everything perfect.
Okay, give him telephone. Let me talk speak to him.
Okay, honey.
Yes, what's happening?
Yes, I've explained to you... ex-wife that taking this information to the solicitor, me, I'm also a solicitor, will not do him any good. Rather, it will do her a harm. So I've explained to her, then she said she's not interested in your money that is in my possession now. So you have to know what you do as a man. Do you get back to me? You can discuss with me in a confidential way. Then you can know how you do to get this money. Get this money sent to you.
You know what?
All right?
You know what? You're right. I need to know what to do about this as a man. Do you know what I'm going to do?
All right. Yes.
I'm going to kill my wife. No. I'm going to kill my wife. That will solve everything. She will be the dead one then. I will kill
Hello?
Her.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm...
Okay. All right. Call me. You know, she's here now. Later you call me. Then you can tell me. We can know how to do it. We know how to put. You know, you're a man. I'm a man. Then we have to work together. Then we can achieve success. Okay.
Right. I'm going to go to my gun cabinet. I'm going to get one of my guns. I'm going to shoot my wife. Okay. Now, if anybody asks, you know nothing at all about this. Okay.
I don't know. Really, yes, I'm a lawyer. I know how to protect you. I know how to protect.
Yes,
so I will set your call. Give me your telephone number. I don't have your telephone number.
I said, well, look.
Your telephone number is. Hello.
Yes. If I kill her, will you claim that I was on the phone to you at the time that she was murdered, so I couldn't have done it? How does that sound? And then,
yeah.
And then we could work together.
Yeah, we're going to work together. Let's just cooperate with me. I don't have your telephone number. Can you give it to me?
Okay, so what we'll do, okay? I'm going to say, when we finish this call, I'm going to go get my gun. I'm going to shoot my wife. And then,
all right?
When the police call, I'm going to give them your number. And you can tell them that I was on the phone with you at the time, and there's no way that I could have been there when she was shot, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that?
Yes, I will do that. Give me your telephone number.
That's brilliant. Well, what I'll do, I'll say the police will probably call you in about an hour or so, okay?
Can you give me your telephone number right away?
Well, yeah, the police will speak to you about it. Don't worry. So, I say I'm going to kill her. Then, when the police call, as far as you're concerned, you and I were speaking to each other at the time it happened, so there is no way whatsoever that I could have called, that I could have done it, right? I was speak. This is what we'll, right. This is what we'll tell them. I was speaking to you, and we both heard a gunshot, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we both heard the gunshot. I put the phone down, went off, and found my wife dead.
Okay.
Yeah?
Can you give me your telephone number so that I can reach you anytime?
Well, yeah, I'll call you back after it's all done. Don't worry about that. But I say, when the police call, this is really, really important, okay? You and I were talking to each other on the phone. We both heard the shotgun, right? We both heard the shot. Then you heard everything as I went to find my wife and found her dead. So it wasn't me that pulled the trigger. It was somebody else.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have the children? Do you have the kids with you?
No. No, no, no.
Okay, no kids.
No kids.
Is she your first wife?
No, she's my second wife.
Okay, you have to know how to. You have to be very careful with that woman. She's a wicked woman. She wants to deal with you. So I'll be expecting your call. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in about 10 minutes, she'll be a dead woman. Don't worry about it.
I'll be expecting your call. All right.
Right. So as I say, when the police call, as far as they're concerned, you and I were on the phone. We both heard the gun going off, and then I went and I found my wife dead in another room. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so remember that now. When the police call, that's what you need to tell them. It's very, very important.
Okay, I'm okay.
Okay, so I'll go do that now, and then I'll call the police immediately. And then I said I'll probably call you within the, I would imagine within the hour, because you're going to need to be a witness for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll say the police will call you in about an hour or so then, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon, and then we can do business, yes?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I'm waiting for your call.
Okay, right. Bye now.
All right, thank you.